Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for this opportunity to stand as your witness, dear Lord. To stand for all that you have done for the lives of sinners and saved. Thank you, Jesus, for this opportunity to be in your house one more time. Amen. Good morning. I certainly want to thank your pastor and his absence for inviting me to come and to be with you today. I feel like I'm at home. This is not my first time being here. I know how hard and difficult it is sometimes to worship in the house on Sunday because the weather is either too hot or really nice. And so the sacrifice of time is certainly appreciated that you would come and to hear, thus saith the Lord. I'm not an ordained preacher, but I am a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I think that because I'm a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, it qualifies me to stand in his house and praise his name and to say to further worshipers, good morning. Good morning. I'm not going to keep you long. But I do bring a word that is certainly, for me, very important for you all to hear. I worship at Friendly Missionary Baptist Church. And as is customary, any time that one of us is away from the church on a Sunday, we tell our pastor, you know, this is why I won't be here. And I ask for a special prayer as I come before another congregation that I certainly hold very dear in my heart because you are United Church of Christ. And he sent me sent me a prayer right to my email. And one of the things it said is that I pray for you, dear sister, that you will have the courage to speak the truth in Jesus Christ. And so I'm going to speak some truth in the name of Jesus Christ. One of the things that most congregations are not aware of, and this is, you know, you all stand as members of Northwest Ohio Conference, is that correct? Of the Association of UCC. And one of the things that is very little known is that Grace Community Center, the one that Kathy talked about, its beginnings, was founded by Grace United Church of Christ that was located in the Old West End on the corner of Kenilworth and Fulton. What a lot of folks also don't know, so that has its beginning. It was Grace Community Center, and the services that it provides was ordained. It was brought into existence by the Word of God. Reverend Ivan Kurtz, who I visited with us from Florida, he was in town 2 weeks ago, came by to see the center and to visit with us and to bless us and to bless the Word of God and the work that God had started and began in that community. Here's another thing that most of you do not know. And when you get a chance, I hope you will visit the exhibits behind you. What I have placed there that I don't think most congregations know is the bylaws that created Grace Community Center, and in there it talks about who you are and your relationship to Grace, and you all are members of Grace Community Center because every church that's a part of this association that's in Northwest Ohio has been written into the bylaws as being members. So this creative force of God that got started more than 48 years ago, I begin to wonder, what an awesome act of God. Because as Kathy talked about, in its beginnings, Grace Community Center was heavily involved with several of the churches, maybe 12 of the churches. Then kind of like what happens, I call it the world gets involved in what we do. And United Way became involved, and they became a dominant force. And guess what? In 2010, that dominant force went away. And you know what happened? What happened exactly in 2010? God placed a calling on my life. I didn't know anything about the Grace Community Center. I had just buried my brother. We had a lot of losses in my family. And I was with my older sister, and we were walking down Delaware Avenue. She went into a house of a friend, and I stood out, heavy burden, because I had experienced so many losses in my life. Family member after family member were passing on. But I had, you know, in that midst of that, said, Lord, use me. I want to have a closer relationship with you. I want you to manifest yourself so strongly in my life that I know that this is only you, God. And I'm standing outside on Delaware, and my eyes come up, and I see this building, and it says Grace Community Center. And I tell you, in the instant, in the twinkling of an eye, the Holy Spirit filled me and said, this is your next territory. That was in 2010. I didn't know what was going on with Grace, wouldn't have known. It was not until 2012 that God came to pass what he had already spoken into my spirit. And let me tell you this, I was not a willing participant. I was not looking to run an organization. You know, I had done a lot of work, but I was always the second in command. I was not going to be in charge of nothing. I could make whoever was in charge look awfully good. But I had asked God to use me. And here comes that opportunity. And so I was called out, you guys. I was called out. So what are you going to do? And I went through that interview process, and Miss Kathy was on that panel, and it was very competitive, and I was so afraid. I was so scared. I was scared that I wasn't going to get it, and I was afraid that I was going to get it. So have you ever walked through that type of fear? You know, you want to step out for Christ and do what he says, but you're so afraid that you're going to fail at it. And as we got through that process, I was called. They confirmed what God had already placed in my spirit. And when I asked the selection committee, why me? It was a very competitive process. They said it's because it was the conviction of your faith. And what they mean by that is when I went into that second interview, you know, when they're always going to ask you, well, so why are you here? Why do you think you're the one or whatever? What can you bring? And God had already prepared me for that question, because he said to me as I walked through that into that interview, he said, don't be like Peter. You all remember Peter denied Christ three times. So when they asked me that question, I said, as bold as I want to be, I was sent. I was sent. And there was something, well, you know what it is. It's the Holy Spirit that was in that process that confirmed all of that. And here I am, 2017, 6 years later, standing as the proud director of Grace Community Center. But I know why God called me into it, because this is something that he created, that he needed me to be a part of, to be working the work of the Lord in terms of helping the homeless, helping the poor in spirit and in material, food and all of that. So we do all of that at the center. And you all are seeing a lot of those things that are going to put, we put together a PowerPoint so you could see that. But this has probably been the most difficult assignment that I have ever had. It has been a difficult road, let me tell you. I have been on my knees many a time saying, are you sure, Lord, I'm the one? And every time he pulls out of me what is needed to continue to say what needs to be said. And one of the greatest accomplishments that I had, because I'm only trying to be obedient to God, and he gave me two scriptures that would hold me firm to this walk that he has me on. The one was walking on water, because it takes walking on water faith, you know, to not know, you know, how you're going to make this work from month to month. and to be looking at those balance sheets and having to go out and raise money and getting people involved. But we've been doing that. But the other thing he says is that this is not your walk alone. And he took me back to the bylaws that talked about, God, what beauty that the founders of the Grace Community Center had it all in place, but it has to be walked out. And so one of the greatest accomplishments I think I've made to date is by talking to Reverend Van Bush, who is the head of the association, to get him on our board of directors so that he could see that Grace is more than just a partner. We have the same DNA. We were creative. We were created by the United Church of Christ. And having done that, there are some rights and responsibility that comes to anything that has that type of creative relationship. But here's where the boldness and also the truth and the bravery has to come from. And that is, part of my job and part of the board of directors is to get out among the members of Grace to let them know who you are, who we are. One of the things that I constantly hear from funders is you got to have a sustainability plan. And I say, Jesus Christ. And they say, but you got to show that you have assets. And I say, Jesus Christ, United Church of Christ, that's our biggest asset. And what we have got to do is honor our asset. And you all know who you are to who we are. And that it is so tied together because this is the creative voice of God. I so love your vision in terms of the glorifying and the growing and the glowing. I'm here glowing. And this is something, I mean, God has given me this vision that is too big for me to carry alone. I need help. And sometimes I'm at the stage of weeping help because it's so much. Because I dare to be obedient. But it's too much for one person to carry. I kind of chuckled when Kathy said, well, we hope that she's going to be around another 20 years. I don't know about that. Because it's not meant for one person to carry. So know this. I come with a request. But before I really put that into words, I want to share with you all some success that I've had with Reverend Dan Bush. And I know that if he hears from you all, either through pastor or individually, the Grace Community Center will get its elevated place as the mission of Northwest Ohio UCC, because that's how we were created. That's our sustainability plan, to make sure that every generation, every church, not just beyond Toledo area, but all of them understand that Grace United Church of Christ, operating under the authorship, the authority of God Almighty, called into existence his work. And it's something that needs to be, that has to be, that was designed to be embraced by everything, everybody, every church. And it's so important that that becomes the fruition, because that is God's word. That's not my words. I guess I could continue to struggle to write grants and all of that, but the power of God, you know the scripture, where Jesus says, you know, get in the boat, go hear the fish, and the fishermen argued him out. Well, you know, you can't go there. Fishes are not known to exist there. And only when they were obedient, they went to that place, and the fishes, what did they do? The fish just jumped into the boat. That's acknowledging that it is what it is. This is what God has spoken. And when we do what God has spoken, then we will multiply. That's our sustainability plan. That all of the churches recognize who we are, who they are, in association with the Grace Community Center, and that we will see an abundance of embracing and glowing going on, because there will be more people involved in doing the work of the Lord in the center, in Central City. Because we have that going on in terms of Northwest Ohio UCC with abroad, with another country. And here we are, the inner city is nothing but a war zone. Folks is dying left and right. Any statistics that's out there in terms of drugs, alcohol, all of that is 5-10 times even as greater. And that's why there was such a calling from Grace United Church of Christ for the work that needs to happen in that community to bring lost souls to Christ. And I want to read to you, and I told Reverend Dan that I was going to share this with you all, but these were remarks that Reverend Dan made at the Grace Community Center annual meeting that was held in April. And he says, "May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Grace Community Center is a faith-based place of ministry that touches people's lives of all ages by nourishing minds, bodies, and spirits in a manner that is both human and divine. The United Church of Christ, founders of Grace Community Center, were committed to have a place where God's love is experienced and lives matter is affirmed. Before this meeting, I went upstairs into the sanctuary, and on banners are these words: thankful for the past, rejoicing in the present, preparing for the future. Those words are also reflective of the ministries and missions done at Grace Community Center. Grace Community Center was created not out of desperation or doing feel-good ministries. Let us examine its purpose, mission, and vision. Grace. Even by his name, Grace, the visionaries believed that God called them to share God's grace with love and hope in the Fulton and surrounding neighborhoods. Grace Community Center is a place of extravagant welcome, and lives are changed. As the prophet Isaiah chapter 1 reminds us, Grace Community Center brings comfort to the afflicted, an affliction to the comfortable, to make a difference in lives touched by programs, resources, staff, prayer, and God's Spirit. It is a place where lifelong learning is taught so that persons can make choices and be responsible for actions in their lives with the help of God and others. Here we find a place of community. Community is based on the Christian understanding that people, young and old, gather where God's love affirms that lives matter. The Grace Community Center affirms that all lives are created in the image of God, and the ministry of grace to the Fulton and nearby neighborhoods is more than words. It is faith in action by providing a safe place in the midst of a world filled with mistrust, disrespect, hopelessness, and fear. In many churches today, the Hebrew or Old Testament reading was taken from the prophet Ezekiel, familiar words and so relevant to our lives today. The prophet Ezekiel, chapter 37, was hopeless. was taken by God to the middle of a valley, and it was full of bones. Bones are lifeless, powerless, and yes, hopeless. Bones reflect no movement, no activity, no life. God asks, mortals, can these bones live? Can they come alive again? Grace is the place of affirmation, healing, and sharing a vision of hope. The good news is that we need not fear life, or living for God is in life, bringing abundant living out of the most desperate place and blessed us with an unlimited possibilities. As in Ezekiel's vision, bones are given sinews and skin by God. And then the breath of God filled them to life as restored people with holiness and wholeness. The final word in Grace Community Center is center. Against all despair, hopelessness, or fear, we might ask, can these bones live? The core, the center of our lives, is to know the grace of God. Grace Community Center is the place of grace, community, and center, where meaning, promise, and purpose cannot be held hostage to the limits of what we might think is impossible at Grace Community Center, for God acts and intervenes. It is God who renews the life of those who have been touched by the staff and ministries experienced at this center of faith. God gives hope for a future of possibilities and offers transformation to know that the center of our lives is a blessing and blesses other. Grace Community Center. Thanks be to God for Grace Community Center, for it is faith-centered, a fellowship of learning, and a source of blessing. Amen. So, I told you that there were some things that I wanted to ask of you all. And a couple of things. One, to really listen to the voice of God. Because if anything, I'm hoping that my purpose in coming today is just to really talk from heart to heart. That's all I know how to do, is talk from heart to heart. That you look at what God has already done. That you take a look at what United Church of Christ has done. That you choose to be an intimate part of it, because I have learned that this walk that I'm on is so personal. But you know what? Can you all believe that I used to be a shy person? I used to stutter. I could not get the words out. They would all come together. I would just have a fear of standing in front of folk. And look what God has done in my obedience to be on a very, very difficult walk. But he also has given me the courage to say, I need you all. I need you all so much to take a look at what it is that we're doing, to see the value in it, to see God's hand all on it, and the place that not you all individually as God's servants, and then collectively as a church body, can so bless. And they always talk about, when I go to funders and all of that, you got to show collective impact. What if all 80-some churches in Northwest Ohio, UCC Association, came together and embraced this one mission? Not to say that others are not embraced, but I don't know any other mission that was created by the United Church of Christ. So I'm coming home for my birthrights, y'all. These are my birthrights. And I don't know if, because I wouldn't hear back in the thing, but I feel almost like the prodigal daughter coming home, and it's like, where's my riches? Because I know that we're doing all the right things. What's lacking is God's vision to its fullest. And I know that one of the reasons that I was called is to be a witness for what God can do, both in terms of enriching me individually to walk with boldness for Christ Jesus, but also to be able to impact the whole institution, because it's going to take institutional power to save Grace Community Center. Up there also, one of the ways that that can happen is through your own individual connection. What if, I don't know if it's thousands of parishioners in Northwest Ohio UCC churches all made a pledge that they would do a sustaining gift year in and year out. That's where our strength comes from. All these other places, United Way, Toledo Community Foundation, all of that, this chasing of the money, writing a grant, and then they're deciding, well, you don't cut the mustard, or we're funding somebody else because it's such a political process. I need to be able to walk out in the world as strong as I can. And here's my strength right here. United Church of Christ is my strength. And I just ask you all to pray about it and to make the decision to strengthen Grace Community Center. With your prayers, with your passion, with your support. In Jesus' name, amen.